Blog Talk Radio.
We're gonna give it to you live.
Tune in, get right, get live, get real, get serious, cause you live right now with the business counselor and that mentor and big bro, DJ. And let the wolf howl.
Lot of other forex company is not going to tell you the truth. You're now live at the beginning course where we teach us and train. You got to be mentally right. You are now listening to TJ.
The wolf.
We're not going to play no game. In math classes, we are not going to play no game. We're going to teach you what you need to be taught to be strong mentally and financially. That these suckers in Forex and other companies, YouTuber, FaceTuber, or whatever you want to call, don't even tell you the truth. Stay tuned. We live now,
Good morning or good afternoon for most of you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is TJ. I'm the business counselor here at theforexhelper.com, known as Wynn University. I'm also the mentor. So I hope you guys had a wonderful week. It's going to be a long week as it will be next week. But before we start, we're going to do as we normally do. We're going to wait about 7 more minutes to get other people to come in. If you can hear me loud and clear, please write something in the message box and say, TJ, we can hear you, wolf. All righty. Before we get started, I'd like to let everybody know who are listening through YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and all the rest of our social media platform that we are a trading forex company. So we provide services to people all over the world. It don't matter where you're from, who you are, we provide services. We provide online courses for beginners. We provide signals. We provide account management. And we provide mentorship. Those are our services that we do provide. As well, we are long-term strategy. So before we get busy and get to work, let's give a few more minutes for people to come in. I ask you students, so first of all, I can say it's wonderful to see you guys this morning. Amen. Okay. Secondly, if y'all can help y'all with the link, when y'all see people come in here, please just give them the link. So that way I don't have to keep stopping and posting the link every 3 minutes because I'm sure someone going to want the link. So while we are waiting for a couple of minutes to get started, let's play some music real quick, right, while we are waiting. We got to wait. We got to give a couple, few minutes for people to show up. So let's give a few minutes. So how you guys doing? We're just gonna wait a few more minutes. Get nothing to come in. All right, awesome.
Purchase your tracks today.
Awesome. Awesome. That's good stuff right there. Yeah, I got the music going. Get that time for people to show up. Because you know, sometimes people show up late. So we'll give it about 3 more minutes.
Purchase your tracks today.
The month is going by fast, so yeah. I got some announcements too I gotta make before we go to teaching.
Purchase your tracks today.
Yeah. One more minute and we'll get going. So we're going to learn some stuff today. Before we start, I got a few announcements that I need to make here. So So we got some people missing in action. It's not a good thing to me. It shows me. But I'm going to speak on all of that. I'm going to make some announcements. Because there's some things we got to get an understanding on when it comes to this Forex stuff here. Okay? So let's get about. All right, Ms. Just continue. Keep clicking the link. Eventually, you will get there. Or restart your phone. Somebody tell him restart his phone or something, or maybe update his browser. Anyone, whoever wants to. All right, let's begin. All right, for those who don't know me, my name is TJ, and I'm the instructor here today. There are a few things that I want to make announcement on so that we all will be on the same page, correct? There are some things that's kind of not making sense to me at all. I believe when the blessings are dear, somebody offer me a free services, you should be able to take advantage of. These classes are free, very free. These classes are very free. Somebody got to tell them too, Mr. Andrew, it's their phone. We go through this every week. If your phone starts struggling, all you have to do is click on the link. That's all you got to do. Click on the link. We went through this almost all the time last week. If you have issues, connections, you need to click on the link to get there. After you have tried it multiple times and it's not working, then either it's your network or it's more likely it's your phone. It's not our side. So that means you have to find other options of getting here on time, so that way your equipment will be connected properly, because we can't continuously have stuff like, hey, I can't connect, it disturbs the class, and you guys do that. We can easily just click on the link. If it's not working, try it again. If it's not working, maybe it's a phone issue. You need to upgrade or update your browser, or it's probably your network issues. So I'll make some announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to understand that this is a free course. Okay? And my free course is about facts. These are not opinions. This is based off facts and experience. Okay? And it breaks my spirit when we get students who have more excuses than anything in the world. This class is made for people that who are serious of learning. There's not room for people who are going to make excuses after excuses of why they can't show up and why they can't come around. Because we said this how many times already last week? The percentage of people failing is very high. And we need to break that statistic number. The number of people failing in Forex is 95%. That is a pretty high number. That is a pretty high number. That's not just in one country. Good morning, Ms. Precious. That's in all the countries. So when you have a statistic number that is 95% high, people failing in Forex, what does that say? People are failing for a lot of reasons. So when these courses are offered for free, you have to take advantage of. You have to invest in yourself to become the successful person you want to become. Can't nobody do it for you. Can't nobody do it for you. We have to remember that. No one's going to do it for you but you. But in my class, I only teach folks who are serious. I don't buy excuses because excuses lead to other excuses. Especially when class only 2 or 3 times a week. So we got to start making changes in how we do things if you really want to take this to a different level. One of the main things that I hear mostly is financial freedom. How can we get to financial freedom if we don't take all the necessary steps first? That comes with learning. That comes with learning, understanding, sacrificing, and investing in Forex. Because if you don't, Forex is going to knock you off your tail. The truth is, Forex is not for everyone. That is the truth. Because once you find out that you got to put in the hours and study, most people are not going to do it. You have to learn every piece of it before you even start trading. You cannot go into trading without learning the other stuff first. It's like, what is the market? What's the pips? You got to have good mathematics. There's a whole lot of mathematics goes on in Forex that you guys will get taught throughout the weeks. You have to learn how to read and pay attention to details. You have to put in the necessary hours if you want to get to your financial freedom. You have to make, we got to get to an understanding, because what I get is excuses, well, I can't show up today. Why you can't show up today? We all knew when that class was going to start. So it breaks my heart when I see people texting me, telling me they can't show up because of this and that. Everyone received a letter in this classroom, correct? And the first thing it stated, one of the things, if you miss more than 2 days, I would have to remove you, especially if you're not communicating with me. That's what we got to get to an understanding of this. I cannot help you if you're not helping me. If we're not communicating, how can I help you with anything? We have to hold ourselves accountable to get to what we need to get to. We have to get the things that we need, like tools. I brought the ebook because you guys don't need the ebook to learn all the steps if you want to learn how to claim profits. So we gotta start questioning. Start questioning ourselves. Do I want to be here? Am I really serious about this? Because I don't want to teach every day if folks are not going to be serious. It's always going to be something almost every day. I don't want to teach. I'd rather teach with people who are serious about this. I don't want to teach if I'm wasting my time. Because everyone in here is adults, correct? Everyone in here is adult. I'm taking my time so I can teach you guys for free because I want you guys to get it. Because you're not going to get it just reading off of YouTube. And you're not going to get it somebody telling you can get rich in one day. Because that's not true. But if we choose not to put in the effort, come to class, spend at least 1.5 hours of your day, maybe 2 hours, to learn something here today, then it truly is not for you. At the end of the week, I will be eliminating a lot of people who have not been showing up. Because I'm a good guy. I'm a good person. I love working with people who want to put in effort. I do not like working with people who are not even trying. When I feel like people are not trying or not showing up, I got to start doing elimination. Which I will at the end of this week. Because I know who is who. I know who is not. I want people who's hungry to win. You're not just here because you just want to make money. You're here because you're looking for financial freedom. And my job here to teach you the basics first. You got to learn the basics. You cannot start trading without learning the basics because you will fail. How are you going to start trading if you don't know what leverage pips? If you don't know how to read a graph chart, if you don't know what bullish, bearish means, you don't know what trends means, and you don't know what none of that stuff means, how you going to start trading? The mistake that most Forex people do is they go straight to trade without learning the basic stuff because they think they know it all, and then they lose their money. You have to learn the basics. It's just as if using grade school. Before you go to junior high school, you got to start from grade school. To junior high school, to high school, then to the big leagues. You're all here for one purpose only, to learn the basic stuff before you go on to the next level. But if you're already cheating yourself, don't want to show up, got this issue, that issue, then you're wasting your time and you're wasting my time. My time is valuable to me. I like working with people. I like the position that God put me in, but I also know when someone is not serious when I have to let them go. I deal with hundreds and hundreds of customers daily. People who are already part. I got people in this classroom right now that are already customers. That been here for years. They know how I work. So I have a lot of other responsibilities that I have to attend to right after this classroom. But I don't want to spend my time teaching if we're not going to learn this stuff and take a step to it. Another thing, before we go into teaching, my time zone, we have this issue. We had an issue. We had a problem. Someone called me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Literally woke me up. Then tell me, Don't you got class today? I find that very highly disrespectful. First of all, remember, play your position carefully. Understand we're on two different time zones, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not on your time zone. So when I say that office open at 6 a.m., I mean 6 a.m. USA time, not your time. But when you try to tell me what to do, when I'm giving to you for free, how you telling someone else who's giving to you for free what to do? Don't give me no suggestion if you do not know what you're doing already. This is not making it easy for you. This is not about making it easy for you. I got other students who wants to win. So don't come to TJ and say, can you make it? I got a suggestion. Just to meet your needs when I got 83 other students in the classroom. You're getting it for free. It's all about respecting each other. I said that before the class had started. I said, make sure we respect each other. That's one of my main rules. I believe in respect. I don't care who you are. I don't care you from. I don't care if you're from my country or from Africa. We all still the same people. We all is one. No one bigger than the other. So respect should be there. I shouldn't have to make this speech, but I'm making this speech because this is all the issues that happen when we get in our classroom. And please be advised. If I don't respond to you right away, because you have to remember, I do have other clients. I have other people coming in, looking in, who want to sign up. So I'm constantly busy. So never think I'm ignoring you. We got to learn how to work together. If we don't know how to work together as one, as a team, we're not going to get too far here. So please, let's be on the same page. If you respect, and all that recruiting, well, that's another thing. The first thing I say, do not come in my class recruiting people. And yet we got that issue. Just on the second week, we already having a lot of issues. So now I got to do a whole lot of elimination. Do not come in my class to recruit because you want to scam someone. I don't tolerate the scamming. If you feel like you're here to scam someone, then do that on your time. Don't come to my class trying to scam someone. I don't tolerate scammers. It's a lot of forced company I don't agree with because they're scamming folks out their money. It's a lot of folks I don't deal with because they're scamming folks out their money. So if you come in here to scam someone or try to recruit someone out of here, you get caught and you're getting banned personally. Respect got to be there somewhere, fellas. You in my class. Respect it. Tune in. Now let's get to work. Now, if you just arrived, please click on that link. If your thing is not working, click on the link again so we can get to it. Now, some of you guys might have to work. You work with me, I work with you. Let's say you have to go to work. If you work with me, I work with you. If you miss a day of class, as long as you communicate with me, that's fine. I will give you the link that you missed. So you can listen to it over. No big deal. I only make it an issue if you do not communicate with me. If you don't communicate with me, then we got too many people not communicating. If you're not communicating with me, I don't know what's going on. Okay? Work with me, not work with you. All right, let's get to the bottom of Forex. That's what we're here for. We're here to learn. Do we have any questions before I move on? Do we want to have a question or a concern here, those who are listening? Do we want to have a question or a concern before we get into teaching? Let me know. If you have any concern, this is the time we do it because we're not going to do it no more. So do anyone have a concern or a question that regarding what I just said? What I just talked about, let it be known, because after that we focus on Forex. Thank you. All right, the last thing I was talking about on Forex was, hold on, people still typing, hold on, are we good, all right, cool. The last thing we were talking about in Forex was time zones correctly. That's something that I forgot to tell you guys. Let me put this picture up. Exactly. Let me put this picture up again. Let me go find the picture, ladies and gentlemen. Because we talked about the trading hours, what all the trading hours are. And we need to really understand the trading hours. For those who missed class one and two, I will have to give you a link because I can't go too far back. But this is what I want to give you guys right now. Hold on, let me find it. Please give me time. Let me find it. Let me find it. Okay. Give me 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. I gotta find that. Do anybody have that thing that I had up there with the New York with the time schedule of the trading? I can't find it. I found it. I want to show you guys something here. Do y'all see this map right here? You see four different ones. Do y'all see this right here? The best forest market hours to trade. This is what you guys need to understand this. I want y'all to copy. If you can copy this. Thank you, Maleko. I appreciate it. I want you guys to understand this because I didn't get a chance to finish it because we ran out of time. But I really want to get on this one here because we got to get a better understanding what this is about here, all right? Now, I'm going to tell y'all a secret here. The market is closed, but it's open 24 hours for trading. Now, keep in mind that we are a long-term trader. You know what I mean? We are a long-term strategy. What I want you guys to understand, let me write all this stuff down. I'm going to write it down. So I'm going to take my time because I got to learn how to slow down too. I want to take my time with this. I'm going to show y'all something here. Hold on. Give me a minute because my hand's still hurting. So it's taking me a while to pull it up. I got to go into my files. Hold on. I'm going to go to my files. I want to show y'all something here today. Let me find it. Sorry I'm not organized today. Didn't think I was going to do it today. Hold on. So I want y'all guys to understand it. Look at my files. So I should have had it in order, but I didn't. So that's my fault. All right, hold on. Let me get this in. Let me find it. Still looking for it. Oh, my God. That's I want to show y'all something. I know some of you guys say y'all day traders, whatever that means. Okay, look, let me show you something here. Take a look at this. Now, I want y'all to see this part. I'm going to write it down. The most active for Forex trading, which to me is only for short-term traders. If you look here from 2 o'clock a.m. to 9 a.m., that's the most active. Trading started at 2 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's in London. This right there is for day traders. Short-term strategy. Now, I'm going to speak a lot about short-term strategy and long-term strategy. There's a lot we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks. Right here, as you can see here, if you're a day trader, and I recommend, I'm not going to tell you guys, I'm just going to let you guys know that this company is a long-term strategy. But to each person, it's up to you how you want to do your trading. But if you're working with us and we trade on your behalf, or you want to use our signals, I'm letting you know we are long-term. From 2 to 9 a.m., that's the most active, right there early in the morning. So I don't know what time 2 a.m. where you guys at in Africa, but this is where the most busiest time to go in for is trading. That was the most active time when things are going into trading. And then not only that, if you look at London and you look at New York, did you see 8 o'clock and 8 o'clock? Do you see how both are underneath each other? That's the time you want to go in. That's when things are volatile. When you see stuff like that in them hours, these are the hours right here. You see London on top, New York on the bottom. This is the time that you want to go in and start making your trades. So all of this, hold on, I got more for you. 8 to 9 a.m. is slowed down, and then 10 a.m. copy. Right here. It slows down. Not only that, hold on, copy more. Hold on, I got more. Hold on. I got more, hold on, I got more, hold on. So I want you guys to understand, hold on. If you are day trading, you should be up at 2 o'clock a.m. in the morning. That's the best time to get your trading going, to tool the knot. If you are a short-term strategy. I'm going to tell you something about that short-term stuff, fellas. If you like putting your phones, or lady, if you like putting your face on the phone every day, and you like to be stressed out, and if that's you, then go for it. That's what basically what you're going to be doing with that short-term stuff. And that means you short-term, that means you got to be up this hours. You got to be up at 2 o'clock a.m. If you choose to go short-term trading, you have to be up at 2 o'clock a.m. early. That's called day trading. Which the question is, can I make money doing day trading? Yes, but you can also lose all your money. The only thing with day trading is you constantly on a mini chart. You will be on a minute chart, meaning at every minute you got to make a decision. To me, that's stressful. Every minute you need to have a decision if you're going to place a trade or not. That's why I say short term is very stressful. Because then you always got to keep your face, you got to watch that screen almost every hour during this time. Why would you, if you got things to do in life, you got kids, you need to go to school, and other things, I strongly suggest leave short-term alone. Unless you got nothing to do, and you home all day, and you that type of person that's very impatient, because you're impatient, I'm going to tell you right now, if you are impatient, that right there is in London, from 2 a.m. in the morning to all the way down to 10, that is for you right there. Just keep that in mind. But I'm going to tell you from experience, and anyone else who have done it will tell you the same thing, that short-term stuff is stressful because you always got to keep your face in the phone. And it don't give you enough time to make a decision. So why would you want to get into trading where you don't have enough time to make the right decision? Ain't your goal is to make the right currency pair, to make the right trade versus going in there, got to think so fast? And what happens if you put the wrong trade in there? Boop, 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 boop. Your money are gone. Well, I know, TJ, but I don't got time to wait, and I got to move further, and I don't got time. I need my money right then and there. Okay, if that's for you, then go for it. So these are the times. If you go from 9 a.m. to 4 o'clock, these are the times, also good for trade, but things slow down there. So the most activity normally happen in the morning. Those are the best activity, just let you guys know. But usually for long term, we usually wait till everything is done because it gives us enough time to know what position to place. You know what I mean? And then we don't got to rush it. We don't have to sit there and watch the phone every day. Okay, so I'm putting that map up so you guys know what that map means. So make sure you save that when you get to trading. You know what it's about. Let's go to the next one. So now I want y'all guys to know. I'm going to show y'all something. I'm going to show y'all something here. Because the problem we are having is... Oh, we got another thing. Hold on. I want to put this here too. Copy. I'm going to put this here too. Here we go. Paste. So you'll know. On the Asian section, it's slow. Also keep that in mind. In the Europe, it's very fast. USA is good. So you know. So TJ, when should I start trading? What hour should I go in? Now I put it down for you guys literally in handwriting. In the USA, it's good. Euro, fast. And the Asian section is very slow. So it's up to you. Basically, what do you want to do? So these are the things you need to know. So there you go. So he just told y'all. So thank you, Maliko. So for those that are in Africa, because I don't know y'all time zone like that, so he just told you the time zone. So there you go. There you go. So you guys to know, so if you decide to go into trading for yourself, you got to know when the best time to go in and start trading. That's the most thing you need to know. When should I trade? What hour should I trade? Should I trade then or should I trade later? You want to go in with the most activity, especially when it's volatile, because you can make a lot of money. But if you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what time to go in, and then you're going to mess up and blow your account, which is not only one reason why you're going to blow your account. Now, I want to go to something else here. So that's one of the things that I wanted to teach right there because we didn't finish that on Friday or Thursday. So here's another one. Yes, it's an EST. Correct. Right. I'm going to show you something. This is why long-term, this is my opinion now. I'm telling you what I think is best. All right? And most traders have more success in long-term. You want to hear something, argue with that. Some will argue that day trading is better. Okay. Maliko, let me ask him a question. In your opinion, do you think short-term strategy is better? What is your experience? When you get a chance, go ahead and write it down. This is why we take a long-term. Today, we're going to talk about short-term trading and long-term trading and some other stuff. And the volatile. We're going to talk about what volatile means. We're going to talk about the base. Go ahead, Malik. I see you typing, brother. So I'm going to go ahead and let you type. I don't want to over-type you. I don't want to over-talk you while you're typing. So Maliko is going to give you guys his experience. Yeah. Thank you. Tell him. Okay, let me write it down. Let me write it down for you. All right, let me write it down. Oh, how about this? Maliko, tell him what's your experience. What do you think is best, short-term strategy or long-term strategy? What did you thought was easier for you and why? Long-term. Taking a long-term approach is also referred to a big picture in foreign trading. It involves keeping hold of a transaction for a long period while considering all the factors that affect a person's pairs. With the right plan and execution, one long-term position can be more successful than several short-term positions. One long-term position, one trade, can be successful with more than seven short-term trades. Now tell me, why would you want short-term again? This is what long-term trading is. I'm going to give you a sentence about it. In long-term trades, thank you, Mr. Maliko. In long-term trades, like what is a long-term trade? Long-term trade is a position that you hold for a while. And sometimes in long-term trades, you can hold a position for months or even a year. Why? Because you believe that currency gonna be more value a month later. So why would you sell something or get something in short term for $20 when they're gonna be worth maybe $400 down the line? Would you want $20 or would you want $400? Which one? Would I want $20 now or wait for a few months and probably get more? There you go, Adam. There you go. Also, awesome. Long-term has more profit, less moderate, less stress, and super accurate at per results. Thank you. Again, the reason why we do long-term strategy is because you don't have to stress. You don't have to look on the monitor screen every single day. a lot of times you will hear a lot of other companies, or you go to Facebook, and they're going to tell you a bunch of BS that you can make this much within a day. And all that's a bunch of BS. All that's a bunch of BS. You can make amount in a day if you got the right investment. They don't never tell you the whole thing. They only tell you, if you put in $50, guess what? You can make 5 G's. Where they do that at? You better be real good. They will always try to make you believe. I don't know about Nigeria time. That I don't know your time. I think you already put it up there. You got to follow Easter. You got to follow Easter time, though. Like right now, it's 7:42 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So use that for example. If it's 7:42 a.m. right now, what time is it where you at? 12:42, correct? So you 5 hours ahead. So if you're in Nigeria, you 5 hours ahead. So keep that in mind. If you're in Nigeria, you 5 hours ahead. So you got to go back to Eastern Standard Time. So how do you guys go back to Eastern Standard Time? Go 5 hours back. That's how you calculate that. If you're in South Africa, it's 1:42 where you at. Okay? But that's how you look at it, though. Those are the best times. So long-term strategy, people, this is what we got to do. This is what we need to figure out. This is what we need to figure out. Hold on. Let me go to my notes. We spend too much. All right, this is what we need to figure out about long-term strategy. Oh, and let me tell y'all something about the brokers. Y'all remember I was telling about how the brokers get their money first? Do y'all remember me saying that hold on, laptop. Let me put something up right now. Hold on. Let me put something up, people. Okay, this is what we need to do. This is what we need to do. Hold on. I'm sorry I got my notes together. I get a chance to get it all together. But give me 1 second to get out my notes. Hold on. About long-term strategy. So give me 1 second, please. This is what we need to understand here. This is what we need to understand here. Okay, this is what we need to understand here. One thing to understand, left. One thing to understand, we need to understand this. We need to understand this part. Long-term is the best way to go for this trading. Long-term purpose for this trading allows for potentially greater profits with less capital investment. With less capital investment, you still can get greater profit. This is why in Forex, you got to have a strategy. Which strategy are you going to go with? So for all you new beginners, you have to make your decision for yourself, okay? That's the first thing. You have to figure out what strategy you want to go with in Forex. Because you can't do Forex trading without no strategy. You know, you have to figure where are you at emotionally and where are you at in investment-wise. Mm-hmm. We talk about all that, Sun Sir. We talk about all that. So check this out. You have to figure out a strategy what you guys want to go to today. And if you're impatient, if you have emotional issues, you're not going to make it a long-term strategy. Because long-term strategy, you got to have patience. You have to have patience. And if you think for one bit, this is a problem that I get from a lot of customers. When you first sign up in Forex, live account, your account is going to be red. Do not expect that when you sign up for Forex, that your account is automatically going to be in profit. When you first sign up, your account is going to be in red. Do anybody know what red means? Do anybody know what red stands for? We got some customers in here. Anybody know what red? If you see your account on red, what does that mean? We see your account in blue, what does that mean? Let's write it down. Let's write it down. It's a problem that we have people, especially beginners, who get in Forex. They automatically think when they get in there, they're going to automatically get into profits. And then when they don't see that they count into profits, they get mad, they get frustrated, they make the wrong move, and they blow up their accounts. Red means losing. Red means losing. Blue means profits. Let's get to the correct. Red means losing, blue means profits. There we go. Red means losses, blue means profits. I say this again. When you open your account, when you first open up your live account, remember this. Do not expect for your account to be in profits right away. Hello. The problem of 75% of Forex people, they expect the profits to be right then and then. Then they get upset and they get mad and they give up. That's not cool. They give up. So, okay, you got to talk to me after class, buddy. We went through this already. We went through this numerous of times. We talked about this earlier. So, check this out. First, you got to remember this. When you open up the broker, when y'all get yourself a broker account, remember I talked about on Thursday, to open up an account, you got to have a broker. You need a broker. Remember this. The broker is going to get their part. They're going to get their money regardless. They're going to get their money. The brokers are going to get their commission. As soon as you put that money in there, we sign up for Forex, the broker is going to get their money first. You think they're not? It's like they give you a loan. You think they won't? That's why accounts always start off in red. It's going to start off red, but just because it start off in red, please listen to me carefully. There's so much we got to talk about. That doesn't mean that your account will go into blue. Long-term strategy, you got to give it time for it to go into blue. You got to allow your trade to mature into profit. If you get a long-term strategy and you expect for your trade to be in profit within 1 week, 2 weeks, or even 3 weeks, then you're going to have a problem. There are 20 trading days in a month. 20, somebody write that down. There are 20 trading days in a month. Well, how is that? It's 30 days in a month. No. I didn't say calendar days. I said trading days. Calendar days are 30 to 31 days. I didn't say calendar days. I said there are 20 trading days in a month. Meaning, count that, four each week. The best trading day is Monday through Thursday. Four trading days in a week, 20 to 21 trading days in a month. You have to give at least, it's long-term strategy, at least 30 days for your trade to mature and to profit. 30 trading days. So if you got to give it 30 trading days for your account to profit, meaning not 30 calendar days. This is where people get mixed up because they expect something to happen within a month. You have to give it 30 trading days. So if that's only 20 in a month and you need 10 more trading days, you're looking at least 6-7 weeks to see profits. This is why I say you have to have patience. Let me write this down. There are only, yeah, except weekends. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, except weekends. There are only 20 trading days in a month. Okay, start with that. There are only 20 trading days in a month. Keep that in mind, people. So you start trading for yourself or somebody trading on your behalf, especially if you go with long-term strategy, I want you to understand this. so you guys don't get upset. Why is my account is not profiting? Why is my account still in red? Because most of them will quit, and they quit. They quit. But there are 20 trading days in a month. And long-term strategy, hold on, I'm writing all down. In long-term, it takes at least 30 trading days, for it to mature into profits. Write that down. In long term, take 30 trading days for at least. Another one bites the dust. He wasn't gonna make it. Another one bites the dust. So in long term, it takes at least 30 trading days for it to mature into profits. 30 trading days. Remember that. So when you open up these accounts and you see your account start off red, don't get to stressing yourself out. Don't get upset by it. Understand it takes 30 trading days. Not calendar days, but trading days for your account to mature. That's if the market's not going through a virus. That's if the market's not going through a storm. That's a whole different topic. Because we got to talk about the storm in the market. We got to talk about the leverage. Because the leverage is getting a lot of people account blown. Leverage. You got to know what the leverage means. You definitely got to know what the pitch means, too. We'll talk about that, too, probably next week, something like that. We got to talk about the leverage, how to subtract, how to multiply, how to divide. You got to understand what the basic currency means, what the quote currency means. You got to know all of this stuff, graph charts. And then next week, I want you guys to open up a demo account. Next week, I will teach you guys how to open up a demo account. Because you got to open up a demo account and start practicing. How many of y'all are already practicing already so far? Because you got to start practicing somehow, some way. You got to practice it. You got to learn how to practice. And not only that, you got to know how to practice. You got to learn how to read events, what's going on in events and stuff like that. Because that's what caused the market to move. You got to remember, too. The market move at its own turn. How you doing, Phil? How you doing? How's your demo account going, Phil? How you doing there so far, brother? I know Malika doing a great job. Okay, how y'all doing? I'm going to tell you something. Y'all need to get that ebook. How many times? Look here. Let's pause for a second. That ebook is going to help you guys with everything. Because I'm not going to be able to teach y'all almost every single time. Not every single time. I'm not going to be able to teach you everything. It's not. But I'm telling you, y'all got to get that ebook. How many of you guys got that ebook? I know there's only a few of y'all got that ebook. You need that ebook. I'll tell you why. Be right. I'm going to have to keep bringing this up. Get the ebook. I guarantee you this. Get our ebook. It's going to help you a whole lot. I'm not BSing. As Malenko, as all people that's in here who got it already, it's going to help you a whole lot. You got to get that ebook. That's the problem we have right now in this class. It's hard for me to touch certain subjects when a lot of y'all guys don't have the book. You need a book. You need an ebook. We give our ebook electronically. Hey, a lot of you got to eat, but you got to pay for it, though, brother. We don't pass it out for free. That's the only thing you got to pay for. Ain't no free going on around here, man. We're giving out free classes now. We're giving out free classes. The book you got to get. You got to buy on your own. If you truly want to learn more of it, you have to pay for it. You definitely have to pay for it. It's only $24, $25, something like that. I'll tell you right now. Hold on. Got to get that ebook. Hold on. I'm going to tell you right now, you got to get that ebook. It's the only way. Hold on. Get that ebook. You don't have to get it. That's on you. I'm not making you. I'm not forcing no one. That's on you. Remember I said earlier, how far do you guys want to go? How far do you guys want to go? The ebook will help you with everything you need to know. Because everything I'm not going to be able to teach you guys in here. Some things you're going to have to read. And about that, and then our ebook, it also has videos in there. It has videos in there. So for those who more learn from reading or watching a video, we have that there. Got to get that ebook. I'm telling you. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say about that ebook. All right, pause for a second. Let's take a 3-minute break. All right, let's take a 3-minute break. We got so much to go over. Before we take our break, just remember the long-term strategy is the best way to go. Remember also the best time to go trading, the hours and everything I give you guys. But we got so much to go. We ain't got started yet. We got so much to cover over the next few weeks. So much. It's going to get deeper and deeper. It's going to get so deep where we're really going to have to slow down because some stuff is going to involve mathematics. So, you know, I don't know how good you guys are with mathematics, but you got to learn how to do mathematics when you do trading currency. You got to know what you're trading for. Especially when you trade, it's like me trading a USD dollars for a Canada dollar. You got to know what you're doing. That's all you're basically doing, trading one currency for another currency. But you got to know these things. Should you buy? Should you sell? You got to know all these things, people. All right, let's go on a 3-minute break. Play some music.
Want to learn how to safely trade online? Then contact the Forex Helper today. Our team is dedicated to show you the best way to safely grow your income with the lowest risk. Our team can also trade on your behalf. That's right. Even if you don't know how to trade, we can grow your money for you. Contact us today. And we'll send you proof of our members earning upwards to 60% return on their investments in 1 month. Call or WhatsApp us at 757-748-6722. Once again, you can call us or contact us on WhatsApp at 757-748-6722. Our business counselor is standing by to make sure you succeed in your long-term financial journey. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon.
TheForexHelper.com presents Gabriel with TJ the Business Counselor. Authentic.
Did you close your account after one storm? Don't be that guy.
Be that girl.
To succeed, you must endure through our long-term strategy. Be that guy. That guy. That guy.
Learn how to trade online with one-on-one personal mentorship. Get accurate market signals with our winning trading strategy. Get free stock market signals and expert account money management with actual verified proven results. The Forex Helper team is here to help you succeed with your long-term financial goals. Take part in this exciting and life-changing opportunity at TheForexHelper.com.
All right. All right. We are back. All right. All right, this is what we're going to do. Because I definitely didn't have no plan prepared, so I'm going off the head, but I will have prepared tomorrow. You know, I didn't expect to really, I just wanted to be here because I already told you guys that I would be here, but I think I came back too early because, you know, I'm having a little head issue. So a lot of my plans are not together, so that's why we all over the place, but they'll get back to normal. My main thing is what I want to do, first of all, I'm going to give you another update. Next week, class will be Monday through Friday. That's only because I'm going on vacation on August the 1st to August the 8th. So I'll be gone for a week on vacation, all right? So because of that, we got to do class all next week. So that way we won't be falling behind, right? Also, class will be 2 hours long. Because there's so much stuff we got to go through, and a lot of stuff we hadn't even touched yet. But we will touch, okay? So keep that in mind for those who are listening. Monday through Friday will be class at the same time, but it'll be Monday through Friday next week. It'll be for 2 hours now because there's so much stuff we got to catch on, and we got to get it. So we got to... You know, today I wasn't on my, I had no plan together because I didn't get a chance to write it all down, but I will have it better by tomorrow. Tomorrow class will also be 2 hours. I'm still thinking if I want to do class Friday. I don't know yet. I think we should because we missed on Tuesday. There's so much stuff that we need to touch And yet, we just started. You know, we just started. That's why class gonna be all next week for 2 hours. So I want to get through this so you guys start moving to the next level. All right? To answer your question, Ms. Danielle, it depends, brother. It depends. You said what's the minimum capital investment? It depends what service you're going for. Are you going for account management or are you trading for yourself? And that's another thing we're going to talk about, what is account management? Because I'm going to be honest with you guys. Listen to what I'm about to get ready to say. Some of you may need people to trade on your behalf while you're learning. Trading is not for everybody. I don't care how you want to put it. You know, it might not be for you. It might be best to have people who expert, who've been doing this stuff for years. Forex been doing this stuff since 2008, 2007, 2005. All right? So that's years behind that. You know, so, you know, some of you guys may need account management, have someone trade for you. So that way you ain't got to worry about doing it, you know. They'll do it for you. And some of y'all may be able to trade. There's a lot of decisions you guys don't have to make, okay? But the minimum capital investment, Mr. Danielle, is all depends. What is your goals? That's the thing you got to ask yourself. What is your goal? What is your goal? You know, what are you trying to get to? Those are things you have to remind yourself. So it's all depending on what you're trying to get to. You just have a minimum capital. Like for us, my clients, my members, when we do account management for them, we tell them 200 to 300 USD, either 200 or 300 or 300 USD dollars around that one. Just at least get started, at least get something. You know, some type of profit going. You know, get something going. You got to have investments, tell you that right now. But what I want to do is this, because I don't really have a plan. So what I'm going to do is this. Some of y'all don't even have this. Some of y'all need to get this going. I'm going to put it down here right now. Some of y'all need to start getting this going. A lot of y'all do. It's free. I'm going to put the directions down here. That's all you got to do. Start getting them demos account going. Some of y'all need to start now so you can get a feel of it. By the time I get back tomorrow, some of y'all should, all y'all should have this already going. This is called a demo account. For those who have a demo account, already know what it's about. So that way, because tomorrow, especially all next week, more material is going to come that's going to help you to understand how to do that. But you guys need to sign up for a demo account. All you guys who don't have a demo account need to open up a demo account if you are serious. It tells you what you need to do. All you got to do is go to www.go on your cellular phone. You can download this on your phone. It's a fast, simple registration procedure to open. Demo account with InstaForex. All you have to do, fill in the registration form. Remember your password. And remember your username when you do it. Don't forget. And just sign up. This is a demo account. They're going to give you fake money. The demo account is designed for you to practice trading. They give you fake money. So if you win, you don't get the money. If you lose, you don't lose no money because it's fake money. But it's just a practice. So start open up this account now. Start getting involved in this. So I want you guys to start getting. Yeah, that's what we tell our customers. You know what I mean? That's for my customers only, though. For those who get account management, Daniel. For those who get account management with us, the minimum we tell them to get 200, 300 USD dollars. But if I tell you the truth, what you really need, it might break your heart. But start getting this demo, y'all. Start getting this going. So if you don't have a demo account, get that going. They're going to help you. Going to get you going. Secondly, graph chart. That's another thing y'all guys going to need. Because y'all going to need some stuff to open up a demo account. Because you got to learn how to read. You got to learn how to read analytics, fundamental analytics. You got to know what's going on in different countries. How you gonna make a trade? Yes. Yeah, I try testosterone, man. They eat, but okay. So y'all didn't need a demo account. Here go another thing you guys gonna need. Let me show you. Let's go here. Hold on, let me see. See, I got all my seeds. Now my stuff in order. So it makes it harder because I can't get it all in there. Hold on, I got to look all over the place. And it's putting pressure on my hand every time I do it. So let's see here. Let's find out. It's nothing about me here. It's nothing about me. Let's go here. You guys need to go to here. Here's another one y'all guys going to need. Because you got to learn how to read the graph charts. So I'm going to show you something. Let's find it, man. Also, go to this. Copy. You guys also going to need this. Foxfactory.com. All spelled together. Sorry about that space. That's Forexfactory.com is going to help you to let you know what events going on in Forex. That's how you make decisions during your trades. That's when you know there's something going on in Europe, if they got something going on with their government. I'm going to explain all that tomorrow. I don't have enough time to do it today. But right now, I just want you guys to start downloading this stuff today. So if you don't have a demo account, download this demo account thing right here that I showed you guys. And then go to foxfactory.com, start taking a look at it. I want you guys to get very familiar with this here. Because you're going to need all of this with the demo account and when you open up a live account, whether you trade on your own or somebody else trade on your behalf. I want you guys to start getting, it's another one. Malika, what's the other one? It's called Graph Chart. You also going to be a Graph Chart. That's another thing about the Graph Chart. You got to download, what's that graph chart name? Let me look for that title. I want y'all to start downloading all this. Start having, if you don't got it now, put it in your phone. And start, your time, keep back in your little room and start going over all of it. Y'all got to start now. Hold on. Let me find that other one. It's called Forex something. Hold on. Graphs, Forex, Graphs, or something like that. Hold on. Let me get it for you guys. Forex, Graphs. Forex something, hold on. I gotta find it. Trading View, there you go. Called Trading View. Hold on, there's another one. Here go another one. I want you guys to write all this stuff down. You guys are gonna need it. You guys are gonna need it, I'm telling you. If I'm giving you now before I forget. Trading View. It's also going to help out. You can see the trade of you. Start, write that down. So the first thing y'all need to get down, write all this stuff down. If you ain't got a demo account, go over to the very top. Go to instaforex.com, open up a demo account. Go to forexfactor.com. Start going, just read through it. Just go through it. Just go over it. You'll get it. I'll explain all that tomorrow. You all right? And then go to Forex Market here. Start writing that down too. Trader View. That's where the chart's going to be at. I'm going to explain all that to you guys tomorrow. But you got to learn this. This comes with Forex. This is the beginner stuff. You got to learn what this stuff is with the trading now. If you don't learn how to do there you go. If you don't know how to read a trading chart, none of that, y'all going to be in trouble. So that's why I want you guys to go to the links. Start writing these things down. And start going over tonight. And then tomorrow I'll explain it better. We don't have enough time today. Because I had a lot of stuff prepared today. Just make sure you start getting stuff down. Got to get this stuff down. Because you need this stuff now. Y'all need this now. We got to go through this together tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So just know tomorrow we're going to talk about this. There's the demo account. We're going to talk about the trading view. Factor. Sorry, if it wasn't, I wouldn't put it in there. If it wasn't, I would not put it in there. Just follow my lead. You need that. You got to see the trade of you. Just start writing all that stuff down. Yeah, we're going to need all this. This is all the stuff you're going to need doing your trading. I was supposed to give y'all this the first week. Yeah, I didn't do it. So that's my apology. That's the first thing I should have did. But oh well, we got it done now. That's all that matters. And what I would do at the end of this class, I would write all this stuff down so you have it. So tomorrow, we're going to go through some things tomorrow. We're going to go through the trading view, and we're not going to spend all day doing it either. We're going to go through the trading view, factor.com. We're going to talk about what is count management. We're going to talk about what is signals. We're going to talk about how to search for the analytics. You got to learn how to analyze. You got to learn how do you know when the trades or currency is good or not. So I'll teach you how to identify certain things. You got to learn how to identify certain things. So those are things we're going to go through tomorrow. TradingView, factoring.com, what is account management, what is signals, and some other stuff that we're going to go through, because these are the stuff that you guys need to learn and start going through and start learning this stuff. Now, everything, I'm not going to teach out everything. Some things you have to do on your own time. So remember, let's write this down. Instaforex. That's a demo account. If you already got a demo account, don't worry about it. Forexfactory.com. That's going to help you. It's going to tell you all the stuff that's going on. And then we're going to talk about how to read a chart. Because you got to know what the trends mean. Do anybody know what bullish mean, embarrassed mean? Let's see what we know today. And it's good. Do anybody know what bear and bullish mean? What does it mean when it's bear? What does it mean if it's bearish? And what does it mean if it's bullish? Those are very important, because that's going to help you with your trend. That's going to help you, should I sell or buy? If the trend going down, what does that mean? We're going to talk about all of that. See, don't worry about it. We're going to talk about all of that. We ain't got time, because time is running out too fast around here. We spend too much time stopping. That's what it is. But that's cool. Yes, there you go. The bullish mean is headed up, and it's almost like what? What would you do if the bullish is going up? Okay, yeah, we'll go through all that tomorrow. Let's see. The bearish mean is going down. Fall down for charts. And usually with that one, you usually go ahead and sell. There we go. Phil's already on top of his game. But we will talk about that tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Yep, there we go. Got to learn that. Yep. Bullish is buy. Bearish, you want to sell it. When it's going down, you want to sell those. But there it goes. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Yeah, I knew I was alone. Yes, there you go. Yeah, bearish you want to sell because bearish is going down. Anytime the trend is going down, we'll talk about that tomorrow. See, because I ain't got enough time. If I do it, we'll be overtiming it. So those are the type of stuff we're going to talk about tomorrow. Because you got to identify that, some graph charts, get some demo accounts open. Yep, there's an upward trend. So let's remember the important things today. What is day trading? What are the hours for day trading? Let's see how we learn. There you go. Day trade didn't hours, and which is crazy, which I would not recommend, but to each his own. Because it's to each his own. Remember that. Day trading is pretty much like, you know, a minute. You base it on a minute chart. You basically make a decision in minutes. And sometimes it can take 4 days. It has to stop profit. See, that's why we don't do those things over there. We don't do those things over here. Dude, there you go. Mm-hmm. That's if you're day trading. But I strongly suggest long term. Why did I strongly suggest go with long term strategy? Why do I strongly suggest? Remember, I strongly suggest you don't have to, but in this company we long term strategy. Why did I strongly suggest to go with long term strategy? What's the benefit of going into long term strategy? Yeah. What else? There we go. Has more profit, has more counting. You don't got to sit there and watch that doggone thing all day and every day. Less stress. It's more profit. But it's also more timing, because remember, it takes time. But long-term strategy, sometimes a position can be held for months or weeks. So remember that. That's why you have to have patience dealing with long-term strategy. With dates, yeah, long-term, less stressful. It's definitely less stressful. There we go. Let's see this. Okay, what else? We got 5 minutes left. Time moving too fast around here, fellas and ladies. We're moving too fast. There you go. It takes time. Thank you. And what does it mean if you see your count red? What does red mean and what does blue mean? Remember I told you all, when you first start off, your account is going to be in red automatically. Do not expect for your account to be in blue when you first start. If you think that, you're going to have a stressful life dealing with Forex. What do red mean? There we go. Red means loss, blue is profits. There we go. So when you see your account in all red, there we go. Oh, Lord, we got 3 minutes. So when you see your account in all red, that means you have losses. But that doesn't mean you won't go back. You will go in profits. You just got to give enough time to mature. So when you open up an account, you have to give it enough time for it to mature into profits. Remember, how many trading days are there in? How many trading days in a month? Not calendar days, but how many trading days in a month for long-term strategy? How many trading days in a month? And how many days does it take for trade to mature dealing with long-term strategy? There we go. I like this class. Y'all pay attention. I like that. I like this. You gotta pay attention. Mm-hmm. There we go. Take 30 for it. It takes 20 for it to mature. Take 20 trade days a month, but it takes 30 days to mature to profit. Only dealing with long-term strategy. 30 days at least. That's if the market's not volatile. All right. I wish we could go further, but we can't because time is running out too fast. So I would say this, people. You wonderful people. Wonderful. Beautiful. I call you my people, and I'm your people. We're going to get deep about that bullish and bearish and all the other things. We'll be a little more order tomorrow. Your long-term, yes. I thank you all for coming, because it's about to shut down on me in 2 minutes. Come tomorrow, remember, okay? Also, remember, next week, class will be Monday through Friday. Remember this, if you can't show up, whatever our reason, please communicate with me. I will communicate back with you. All right? So I love you all. We got a lot more to learn, fellas and ladies. We got a lot more to learn. We got to learn the other stuff that we definitely need to learn. So thank you all for coming. Like I said, my hand's still hurting. So let's see what happens. You know, I got to see what happens. It's a pin on my hands. Because it was hard for me to put up a lesson last night. My hand was hurting. All right, I got 1 minute to go, man. So I will keep you guys till tomorrow unless something happens. It all depends on my hand. My hand is still bothering me right now. So we'll see. But regardless, whatever day we miss, we will make it up. Just know that. Whatever day we miss, we will make it up. Thank you all. You are wonderful people. Y'all are paying attention. I like that. We got a long way to go, people. We still got a long way to go, but we starting. We getting there. We got a long way to go. Good. I appreciate you all. It's going to cut me out. Thank you all. I hope so, too, man. Thank you for your kindness. May God bless you all. Spiritually, number blessings. All right. It's about to cut me off. I'm out of here.